Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, L'Nishmas Arim Yakashom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara in the top of the base brings what Rava asks, and what the Gemara concludes, that if a person came and stole a oilo of his friend, there's a person who needs to bring oilo to Beis Hamikdash, and he put aside a carpet, he put aside an animal, a big animal. So the Gemara concludes that the Ganov can pay back a keves, a sheep, a small animal, or could pay even a bird. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a bird works as an oilo. Because the Adam, the one who he stole from, needs to give to the Beis HaMikdash a korban. He needs to give a korban oilo. The korban oilo doesn't have to be a big animal. He designated a big animal. But the ganav needs to give him back only whatever fulfills his obligation. His obligation is to bring an oilo. And the oil could be brought as a big animal, as a small animal, or as a bird, so the ganav could give him even a bird as a replacement for his oil. Now there is the tshuva of the Maharami means that many of the poskim deal with. And the question that he discusses is, if someone came and stole the beautiful estrog of his friend before Sukkot, and now he doesn't have the estrog, and he gives him back a kosher thick esrog. Esrog, you could be yoytze with a bracha, and you yoytze the mitzvah. But he's not giving it back, the mitzvah muderis that he took from him. Is that fine, they give him back an esrog? Or he has to give him back the esrog that has the same level of hiddur as the original esrog? So says the army means, I have a riot from our Gemara, the same way in our Gemara. The God doesn't have to give back the same animal that he stole for a korban oilo. He give anything that fulfills the mitzvah of oilo. So also by esrog, you don't have to give back the esrog mehudar. Give the esrog that fulfills the mitzvah of esrog. That's what the Maharami means says. The Achronim argue the Maharami means for many reasons. We'll mention over here two. One reason, which is brought down in the Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Kuf Chof, and the Mishnah Lamelech brings the same idea in the Maaser Karbonos Perek Tzayin. And they say, the pshat is like this. A carbon, we have a din, the one is not allowed to sell a carbon. So a person has a carbon oil, he can't sell it to somebody else. So therefore, what is the value of the carbon that the owner has? The fact that he can fulfill the mitzvah of oil. He needs to bring the Beis HaMikdash an animal. He can't do anything else with this animal. The only thing he can do with the animal is to fulfill his obligation. So therefore, if the ganav took away the big animal and he brought him a small animal, he brought a bird, he says, your obligations are going to be fulfilled this way. But by an esrog, when a person has an esrog muhudar, he can sell the esrog. He could give the esrog to somebody else and he can make money on it. So there is a value to this esrog muhudar. Yes, to be mekayim the mitzvah of esrog, you could do much less. But you have a value of the esrog, a value of money that it's worth, because you could sell the esrog to somebody else. That value, the ganav has to give back, not only the fact that you fulfill the mitzvah of esrog, but also the value that it's worth, that money. And many achronim go with this mahalach. The Shor Lumeshiv, he has another mahalach, and we're going to say his nekudo with a little addition, which is the gal very much to the way you look at these inyonim of Pibach Shavah. And the idea is, what exactly one fulfills when you bring a korban or when you do a mitzvah? Let's start with the mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, he's doing Ratzon Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do the mitzvah. Now, when a person does Ratzon Hashem in a greater way, he fulfills more. That's a union of Zekei Livan Veyu. You have a mitzvah to go and make the mitzvah more beautiful. You have to beautify the mitzvah. That's part of your avoida, part of what you're doing. So you're achieving your avoida, and you can achieve it in a higher level. So that's what a mitzvah is, a greater mitzvah. But by a carbon, what's the idea of the carbon? So here, the Shalomishim is negeya into something which is a very deep, Kabbalistic inyan. But what we need for our sugya, the idea is like this. A carbon is called, in the words of Chazal, Tzorech Kavoya. Reich nechoyer shenase ritzoyni. Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel says, bring me this food for the mizbeach, and this is what Ratzon Hashem is. That's what a korban, that's how a korban works. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling a person, you should know, that you could bring a big animal, or you could bring a bird. In both cases, So to speak, Hashem says, I don't care which type of meat you put in the Mizbeach. Nachas Ruach, Shenasa Ritzoini, you're fulfilling that Ritzoini. Yes, when a person is Magdish, a bigger Behemoth, he's doing a bigger donation, that's a bigger Mitzvah. But that was already fulfilled before, when he did the Hekdish. But now bringing to the Mizbeach, then you don't have the din of Zekeli Vanveyu. Here you're bringing food, Klape Mala, and Hashem says, this food is good enough, I don't need more than that. So by a korban that you're bringing something to the Mizbeach, then you can bring something which is less than what the original value was. But by a mitzvah, I want to do the mitzvah in the highest level possible. Yes, I can make a mitzvah with less, but I want to do a bigger, higher level of mitzvah. Every level of mitzvah is another level of zekeli vandeyu. So that's why by esrog, the Ganav has to give back the esrog with its original value. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.